I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. If you know me at all, you know I can't have a show without Elvis Presley. And his, in this case, his famous Blue Christmas. I believe that was from his NBC special, which was his 1968 comeback special. Our next segment is online dating, and I am so happy to report that we have Julie Spira back with us this week, our cyber dating expert. Julie Spira is the best-selling author of The Perils of Cyber Dating, Confessions of a Hopeful Romantic Looking for Love Online. She is a worldwide authority in online dating and a dating advice columnist. She is frequently quoted in the media, including ABC, CBS, Fox, Cosmo Radio, Woman's Day, Glamour, and Men's Health. Her dating advice has appeared on eHarmony, Match.com, JDate, Huffington Post, and more. You can visit Julie's website at cyberdatingexpert.com. She was named one of the top 10 columnists to follow on Twitter. Julie, it's been far too long since you've been on my show. I've missed you.
I've missed you, too. It's so great to be back, Bruce.
Well, welcome back. As it's the holiday season, I would think we should offer our single listeners, whether single parents or just singles, your tips to avoid those holiday blues that too often singles fear this time of year.
Yes, I mean, there's so much pressure around the holidays, and it's interesting because there was that Facebook breakup chart that came out about a month ago that everybody was writing about, and there was this peak 2 weeks before Christmas, which means we are now in peak season for breakups, and it's a really stressful time for singles if they're not really with, the one. Sometimes they don't want to splurge on a fancy holiday gift, or they don't want to kiss under the mistletoe, and they sort of let their relationship fall apart. Or you have the complete opposite, where people really do want to find that special person to kiss at midnight. Or they've got a holiday Christmas party, and they want to bring an acceptable plus one as their guest.
I've always hated New Year's, even when I was in a relationship, because of that pressure. It's such a big nothing, New Year's, to me.
Well, guys don't love Valentine's Day as much as women.
That's for sure.
Women love these special holidays. We create these memory books in our minds, and we fantasize about them for months before the holidays.
Well, I got engaged on Valentine's Day, so I do have a special place in my heart now for Valentine's Day. That's one way to kind of tweak it around. If you get engaged on Valentine's Day, you're always going to look back on it, at least from a man's point of view, at least if she says yes, somewhat fondly.
Well, she better say yes. It'd be sad if she didn't, right?
Oh, my God. After all the work I put into that Valentine's Day plan.
That's so romantic. I love that. That's great. And there'll be a lot of marriage proposals on New Year's Eve and Christmas. There's going to be rings under the tree, and there's going to be lots of guys going down on one knee. And I can't wait to hear about the stories.
So, but seriously, if you are single this time of year, what should you do? And I think you shouldn't be desperate to get a date for a New Year's party. And if you're not, with someone, how do you avoid that blueness, so to speak?
Well, it is blueness, and there are lots of ways to avoid it. First of all, I say accept almost every single invitation that comes your way. I mean, I literally have been going to 2 to 3 parties a night. As a matter of fact, I don't make it to every party I'm invited to. But if you can find a party to go to every night, there are many. Go, put a smile on your face, and you never know who's going to be sitting next to you who may be married and will say, oh, you're single. I have someone that I'd love to fix you up with. So go out there, cast a wide net, see if you can meet other singles that maybe you can, add to your network of single friends. So maybe you have a movie group or whatever. And then check out sites if you're not into online dating because you think it's really too much high pressure over the holidays, although I think it's a great time. Then go on to something like a meetup. Go to meetup.com where there's safety in numbers. And it's a casual way to meet a bunch of people with similar interests.
Okay, you said something very interesting. Why do you think this is a good time of year to do online dating? I would think my gut instinct would be it isn't. So why do you say it is?
Well, I have to tell you, I've been busier than ever as a dating coach. I've been writing more profiles than ever, helping more singles, because what happens right after, I would say, Halloween and just leading up to Thanksgiving, there's a bit of pressure going, oh no, another holiday alone. Well, what's the easiest way to meet a lot of people? online dating, available 24/7. So I had this funny little cute thing. Did you see it? The 8 tips for a fun and flirty Hanukkah. Today's the last day of Hanukkah.
No.
And one of my things was, I know, don't laugh, but 8 dates a week. You know, like the Beatles song, 8 days a week.
Hmm.
I say, go on 8 dates a week. And it's really not that hard. If you have 2 coffee dates a day, a lunch date the next day, you can even have a day off. But go on.
You can have a day off.
You can have a day off. But if you go on 8 dates a week, you really will be able to take advantage of the fact that online dating is a numbers game, and there are other singles just like you that would really like to connect. And it's known that lots of people can meet over the holidays at parties and, you know, be pretty happy kissing at midnight on New Year's.
I'd like you to sing that for us.
Don't have the best voice, but I can play it on the piano.
Okay, next time.
Okay.
If you play on the piano, I'll sing. I like to sing.
Oh, terrific.
We could pre-record it and rehearse. So what other tips do you have for us today?
Well, you know, besides RSVPing to almost every event that you can go to, and don't mind going alone. I mean, I know there are so many people that have invitations for their holiday parties, and you're allowed to bring a date. And it's like, who do you bring? Well, I say, don't bring someone that you haven't had at least 3 dates with, because you don't know how they're going to behave in public, and you don't want to make a bad impression in front of your boss. So I'd say go alone rather than being with, you know, an unknown entity. What if your date drinks too much and is a sloppy drunk? You're better off being by yourself or going with someone that you've at least had 2 to 3 dates with, so you can really get a sense of how they behave over the holidays.
I think especially at a work party, that is very, very, very wise.
Right. I mean, and on a personal note, because sometimes I personalize things just so people know, I am going to a holiday Christmas party with an old boyfriend who I have not seen in a very long time, who emailed me. Why couldn't he pick up the phone? I don't know. But he emailed me and said, will you come with me to my holiday Christmas party? And, you know, the bottom line was, is he didn't want to go alone. He wanted to make a good impression in front of his boss. And he knew that I wasn't going to be that sloppy drunk. So I am indeed going to a holiday party with an old beau, just because if for some reason I wanted to reach out to somebody in my network that I had a relationship with, I'd hate for them to say no.
That's nice. And that's a good thing. That's his good karma, I think, that you agreed. And it's also reflects nicely on both of you that you could reach out to each other that way.
Right. Right. And again, if I needed him, and I haven't seen him in, 6-7 months, you know, I'd hate for somebody, if I sent an email saying, I have a very special event, will you please go with me? And if I didn't get a response, I think my feelings would be hurt. So you treat people the way you want to be treated.
Are you going to wear one of your famous red dresses?
Of course.
It sounds like fun. It actually sounds like you're going to have a very, very entertaining holiday season and not suffer the holiday blues because you're taking your own advice.
Right, and I think you need to take action with your life. And I went to a holiday event last night, and it was a lovely event, and a woman sitting next to me said, are you still single? And I said, well, I just happen to be single at this moment. And she says, I've got somebody I want you to meet. If I didn't go to a party that had 150 women at it, it was a women's networking group, somebody wouldn't have looked at me and said, I think you're good for a friend of mine.
Hmm. Exactly. It's not being afraid to get out there, not being afraid to go alone, and not holding on to those stereotype images of being alone, which are just that, stereotypes, and they're not productive. And I think that's the bottom line point you're making, and it's really smart. We're almost out of time, Julie. Give us a little update on how people can reach you, what you're working on, and your current book, and where people can get it.
Thank you so much. Well, my book is The Perils of Cyber Dating. You can find it on Amazon.com. Please do visit me on my site, CyberDatingExpert.com, and I would love it if you like it, which means my Facebook page at Facebook.com/CyberDatingExpert. And the upcoming book, it's called The Rules of Netiquette, How to Mind Your Manners on the Web. So this is a lot of really interesting, you know, ways for making sure that you don't break the rules of netiquette with your smartphone or email or text messaging, or, as I said, no text is worth dying for. So please do not drive drunk. Please do not drive while texting, and have a very, very safe holiday.
Julie, thank you so much. And if you missed any of that, on my radio show page, I have a link to cyberdating.com. Julie, it's a pleasure having you on. I hope to have you on soon after the first again, and have a wonderful Christmas time. And I hope you'll join us, as I said, soon after the first of the year.
Absolutely.
Bye, Julie.
Bye-bye.
It's time for another break. I will be back with some closing thoughts and comments. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View.
Storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.